From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come together once again around the radio with another edition of the Living Truth Radio program, a program that's been on the radio since 1989, a program that really has no bells or whistles, but a program that is dedicated to the teaching of the Word of God. And it's just a delight to have you there by the radio. This week we are going to be looking at Joshua chapter 1 under the theme of the effect of God's Word. The effect of God's Word. You know, we are living in a day and age when it seems as though many people just have no desire for the Scriptures. Many of the younger generations will tell us that they think that the Word of God is not relevant and that it has no real meaning to them, and it's simply because of the fact that they don't understand what it's all about. And yet, I believe that the Word of God is more relevant than anything that you and I could read today. I really believe that. I think it's more relevant than tomorrow morning's news, and I think it's more relevant than the latest book that is out on the market. And you know, people are turning out books by the dozens, and it seems like every time you turn around, somebody else has written a good book or another book or whatever the case. And I have no trouble with that, other than the fact that many times we read all sorts of books, but the book we call the Bible is neglected. I remember a number of years ago, a young person came to a pastor, and I, of course, was in the company, and the younger person said to the pastor, "Could you tell me a good book on Isaiah?" Well, that older pastor in his wisdom looked at that young fellow and said, "Yes, the book of Isaiah." He really was asking for a commentary on the book of Isaiah, but the pastor that I'm speaking of course, was one of my mentors, Pastor Carlton Helgerson. He said, "You know, if you really want to know what Isaiah is all about, you need to read the book of Isaiah." Well, the fact of the matter is we need to spend time in the Word of God, and yet many times we don't do that these days. Well, Joshua chapter 1 teaches us why it is significant, and I just want us to focus particularly on verses 8 and 9 this week. But if I may, I want to read the first 9 verses of Joshua chapter 1. And as we come into this passage, we recognize that it is the official call and commission of Joshua as leader of Israel. Now, he had been appointed by Moses back in Deuteronomy 31, but what we see here in this passage is the record of his official call and commission from God himself. And what we see in these 9 verses is the official instruction given to Joshua from God about spiritual service. And what God tells Joshua here in this short text is very applicable to you and to me today. We see as we work our way down through this particular passage of Scripture that it is also the official source of our strength in our Christian life and ministry. And that, of course, is God. And I say that because when you read down through these 9 verses, you'll find that the word "I" is mentioned 8 times in 9 verses. And that word "I" in this text speaks of God himself. And it teaches us that God is the source of our strength for everything that we do. And therefore, we must depend upon God. 3 times in this passage of Scripture, we see that God told Joshua to be strong. And 3 times in this passage of Scripture, God told Joshua to be of good courage. And so it's a passage that really is an important passage to us today as it was to Joshua over 2,000 years ago. So let's take a walk down through this passage of Scripture and allow it to speak to our hearts. And then, the Lord willing, beginning tomorrow, we'll dig into verses 8 and 9. But note what the Word of God says. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto thy fathers, unto their fathers, to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not to it from the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. What a tremendous passage of Scripture that is, Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. And I've often said that as Joshua was receiving this call and commission from God, he may not really have wanted this particular position that God was putting him in. And I've said that down through the years simply because of the fact that Joshua was truly the servant of Moses, the right hand of Moses in many ways. And Joshua knew how cantankerous the children of Israel could be, how that many times they rebelled against the way of God, how that many times they wanted to go back into Egypt rather than to go forward into the promised land. And I can imagine that he was thinking, wow, this is a terrible group of people to lead. But yet, he never expressed that really. He wanted to do the will of God. And whatever it was that God wanted him to do, he was willing to do. And when you read through the book of Joshua, we find that everything God called Joshua to do, he accomplished. Why? Well, simply because of the fact that he took heed to what is found here in these first 9 verses of Joshua chapter 1. But God was saying to Joshua, get up and get going. You'll note that in verse 2, where he says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I give to them, even to the children of Israel. Get to doing what I want you to do, Joshua. And I'm wondering today if that would be a very applicable message to many of you, including me. Because, you know, so many times we know what God wants us to do, but we just don't do it. We give this excuse and we give that excuse. And we say, but Lord, and but Lord, and but Lord. And you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Well, once we know what it is that God wants us to do, we need to get up and get going. We need to arise and go forward and obey the Lord and trust the Lord to take care of us. God gave Joshua a tremendous promise there in verse 5, where he said, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Do you know that is applicable to you and to me today? As God was with Moses, he will be with us. And there will be those who will oppose us, no doubt about that. But the fact of the matter is, with God for us, who can be against us? There are many, but we are on the victory side. As it says in Romans chapter 8, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And was God with Moses? Yes. Did God strengthen Moses? Yes. Well, God was saying to Joshua, I'll take care of you too. I will be with you. I will not fail you. I will not forsake you. And you know, that's a tremendous trilogy that you and I can apply to our lives today. You see it there in verse 5? God said to Joshua, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And that is a verse of scripture that we can apply to our lives every day. God will be with us. He'll not fail us. He'll not forsake us. And therefore, we need to be strong and of good courage in all that God calls us to do. Well, that's an introduction to our study this week. And the Lord willing, tomorrow, we will begin to look at verses 8 and 9 under the topic, the effect of God's word. And I think that that's a very practical subject for us to consider these days when people are seemingly running away from the word of God. So I trust that you'll be with us tomorrow. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. That's why I say the best is yet to come. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.